everyone, and welcome to Effecta Show. In our show, we are going to share experiences of people and educate those who want to improve their personal and professional lives. In our second episode, we are going to talk about Erasmus training course that took place in Romania. The training course, named Move Your Sound, was designed by youth workers for youth workers who were willing to gain knowledge and skills and create connection between mind and body. They use it as a tool for spreading values, inclusion, diversity, non-discrimination and self-awareness, and of course self-development. Today as our guests we have three lovely ladies, Sima, Bianca and Elena. Sima is a musician since 7 years old and probably will stay like this for life. She was participating in family business with teachings about coffee culture and barista management in Horeca, also working as a neuropsychological sensomotor correction program coordinator, physical therapist in personal development center. She has a bachelor in physical therapy at Lithuania Sports University and of course strong passion for traveling, pets and climbing treetops. Then we have Bianca, who loves people, she enjoys group energy and mastery of life in general. Loves to learn and teach about connections between body and mind and emotions. She has a degree in sports science and psychology. We have many psychologists here today. And of course, she works with integrative psychotherapy education. Working with people in the wellness industry since 2008 in Romania, Bulgaria, Portugal, and Mexico. Elena is a graduate of a National University of Music from Bucharest, where she has studied classical music. She started from there and went back to middle age period, being a violinist in different medieval bands, to very ad hoc, and to national and international traditional music. In this journey, she got fascinated with ritual music, tribal music, and healing music. And I guess that was the beginning of her healing journey. Ladies, anything else to add to your profiles?
A big hello to everyone, I think, no?
Yeah, thank you for introduction.
Thank you, Linus.
Pleasure was all mine. So today we're going to discuss a little bit about your experience in Romania, and as far as I heard, it was quite fascinating. So let's begin from the question that is, I guess, most interesting for everybody. Why you chose this training course and this place, why you went there? Elena, maybe you would like to start.
I've been invited by Vlad to join this project. I collaborated with Vlad 2 years ago at another festival. He is doing all sorts of projects in very small communities in Romania, and his work is very interesting, and I appreciate him a lot for this. Our collaboration went very well 2 years ago, and now he invited me to join this project as a music trainer. Because he already knew about my activity also in teaching these types of workshops besides the concert activities. So I went there because I was interested in the subject. It was very interesting for me. And I also went there because I collaborated with Vlad, and I know that whatever he does, it's just wonderful.
Okay, wonderful. Sima? Would you like to carry on?
About my choice to go on this project, it was pretty much random, actually. Yeva, she's the one who took me with her, and I knew instantly that I have to go with her because I know this person for 15 years, at least, and she knows me pretty well. What do I do in life? And we usually, when we meet, to spend free time. So we knew exactly what this project is going to be about. So we have to go there together. to move our sounds, like, you know. I didn't read about it. I just trusted a friend.
Uh-huh.
And I appeared there.
You fully trust your friend, and you know if she recommends something, that means it's good.
Probably, yeah. And do I sound like, I mean, pretty reasonable?
I guess yes. I'm doing a similar thing. I trust more people than the descriptions of the project, so I guess it makes sense. Thank you, Bianca. What was your motivation to join?
I think my motivation was unconscious, because I was in a point in my life, like summer was here, and I was enjoying my free time, and one of my colleagues from the gym called me to tell me about this project, that she was supposed to go as a teacher there, and she couldn't go anymore, and she said, like, can you go? Can you replace me? And she only said to me, the name of the project is Move Your Sounds. Do you want to see the structure to see if you want to go or not? And I said, no, I don't want to see the structure. I already know that I wanted to be there, like, Move Your Sounds. I think this title is amazing, talking about the project. It's very catching.
Okay, that's quite interesting. So, speaking about your choices, I mean, you sound like you have been on quite a number of Erasmus projects before. Could you compare yourself how you were before and how you are now? Like, on how many projects you have been so far, Bianca?
For me, was my first Erasmus project, this one.
Mm, okay.
But I did in the past a lot of projects like this, a lot of camps, but with psychotherapy and with yoga and mindfulness and all the other types of movement. So it was familiar for me, this kind of experience. But here was in an international way, let's say. And it was more like more spices, you know, added. More flavor to it.
Okay, and the Sima, was it your first experience as well?
Yes, it was my first.
Wow, right, and Elena?
I remember I was in a youth exchange in the past, but this was my first experience as a trainer in an Erasmus project. And I think we are all very lucky to have had our first experience in such an amazing project.
So you were actually a trainer who was conducting the activities?
Yes.
Okay.
I conducted the music part of the program.
Okay, wonderful. Please, can you share about more information about the activities? I know that Erasmus is pretty much unique in its own way, projects and programs, but those who don't know, activities for the youth and youth workers, they usually form with non-formal education. Can you briefly explain what it is about for people to understand, like, what is it and how it works?
Well, me and Bianca use the movement and sound as tools for well-being, which are we already discussed this. I think this was like a first time project in Romania. I haven't seen any events on this subject, this serious and happening on a long term, on such a long term, because there were 10 days. And on my part, I conducted activities where I presented ways of using music as a tool for gaining a better state of mind, of emotion, and of your body. And this was very, very well combined with movement, because in order for sound to resonate in the body, we need to release tension from the body. So I think that my collaboration with Bianca was very useful for everybody, because she helped us on a physical level. She helped us release some tensed parts. And then when I came with the music part, I already had some free of tension bodies to work with. But she also did a lot of activities on regarding personal development, which I'm going to let her explain because she's the expert on that field.
Thank you, Elena. Yeah, I think all that we did there was a perfect mix. One is helping the other, like the movement is helping the sound and the sound is helping the body and so on. And we did all kind of movements indoor and outdoor, and we tried to explore a little bit the nature around us. We did a lot of sessions in the morning in the park or in the woods. We were like barefoot walking on the grass, feeling the nature and everything. And as Elena said, I also teach the personal development part. I think it's important to give like theoretical structure to participants. And in this way, they can integrate better the experience of sound and the experience of movement. I hope I make sense for you.
Of course. Okay, so talking about the activities and the methodology that you were using during the training course, sound, music, non-formal education, it seems very unique, and we don't see these kind of activities in the schools or in general in formal education institutions. Did you see any progress on participants between the day one and the day 10? What was the progress? How did they were changing, shifting?
So my manner of analyzing the progress of a group is through music. When I hear people singing by themselves or in a group, I can analyze very, very accurate their level of openness, how much they are willing to connect with each other, how much they are willing to show themselves through music. I noticed progress in allowing themselves to improvise. Actually, this group really amazed me with their level of openness regarding sounds. And I also noticed the progress in their manner of speaking, like from the beginning, you know, when they were talking quietly, they also had a certain posture, you know, not to be seen too much, not to show too much. And at the end, I really saw people who were straight, who were talking with confidence, who were talking from their own power. And I don't want to give personal information because I received feedback, but I think it's nice that the personal feedback remains personal. But I also had some information on certain topics that were changed in certain people. Maybe Sima wants to share a personal stuff.
It is actually a big change for me because at the beginning I was, should I say, 15% skeptical about all of that, because I used to participate in such I would say activities maybe, but with older groups, and older people are usually more concentrated about what is the sense of all of this. And I saw a lot of different people, like Bianca said before, it was a lot of different colors and new tastes, and you analyze people around you, but you not analyze yourself enough. So day by day, little by little, all the activities with yourself, you cannot talk with each other. And that rule for me was the number one, that always speak about yourself, but sometimes when you think about yourself that you want to say to somebody, you stop and you don't speak to them, because it's not it's not about speaking, it's about feeling. And when I felt myself, and after 5 days probably, I missed my home, and I missed to be in a rush a little bit. But I wanted to come back to my normal, like usual everyday life, and to add everything that I felt about myself, like to check on me, like, so how are you doing? How did you manage to live like this before? And now you understand things better. So I wanted to continue my everyday life with new mindset, because the mindset of this project was always feel, and the feeling is most important. So I felt everybody there, I felt the project, I felt the idea. And as I said before, as you introduced me, music is my life. And from my perception, what we were doing there as a participant, we were sitting in circles. We were looking for our key, for our sounds. We were humming, we were singing, we were dancing, we were playing games on the grass, like children do. So we even raised our energy to have a pet. we had a little baby cat. We saved his life. I mean, some people from our group, and we took care of him until the last day of the project. So this purpose, was divine for everybody. I mean, the cat was the symbol. So I could tell more, but the most important is questions, probably now.
And now the cat is with me, so I think this cat, he will always remember me about the Erasmus Move Your Sound project. I cannot forget the project now. And speaking about how did I see the development of participants from day one to day 10, I think it's about the mindset, something Sima said. They totally changed the mindset that they had. Maybe at the beginning, some of them, they didn't know even what mindset they have. They didn't know a lot of, about themselves, about what they feel, what they want. But in the end, it's like new personalities were born. Different mindsets, like different questions for a new life.
So basically, you took them out of everyday life, put them into completely unpredictable environment, allow them to play with themselves, with the sounds, with their senses, and we're observing how it is manifesting in them, in their development, right?
Yeah, this can be a way of looking at the project for sure. But as I said, also as a feedback at the end of the project, I think that we all say that we learned a lot of things from this project, but I said that we remember a lot of things, actually, because singing and moving and being attentive and being in touch with yourself and with the breath, these are all natural traits that we used to do as child, as children, and somehow we forgot because, like, daily life comes in and a lot of things are going on, and COVID and stuff and political and economy. But actually, it's all about going back to the natural state of just being you and enjoying life, moving, dancing, singing, laughing.
So if someone now comes to you and asks, okay, this is really interesting topic, and I didn't have a chance to go on Erasmus on this training course, how I could reconnect with myself and practice these activities, let's say, at home, what person could do? Maybe Arana.
Well, we offered a lot of instruments for individual practice, so, and many of the participants took them at home, and I'm really happy that Sima emphasized this fact that we worked there in a safe, closed environment, but the purpose of it was to take it with you and practice it in the real world. That is my vision with this type of workshops. I plant a seed in a person, and that person multiplies the seed into the world. And I will be peaceful and happy when I see that seed coming back to me. I will know I did my job. We gave instruments, like we gave practical instruments. If you want, I can say some activities. But I also believe that the group work was very important, and it is very important, and it helped us a lot. Because at home, you know, I can be very vulnerable at home and myself, it's no problem. But when I have 10, 20 people looking at me, my question is, can I be vulnerable and show myself as I am?
Mm-hmm.
And when people are coming and they are showing themselves vulnerable and open, can I receive them with an open heart?
Yeah, that's not easy. That's not what we do every day. That's what we should learn, right?
Yes, and that's why I was very happy and I felt so accomplished to work with this group age, because I really felt that I'm influencing the younger generations. I felt like this is the future.
Speaking about the influence, Sima, I would like to ask you, how did your life change now after you came back from this experience? Do you notice any changes in your life, in you, in your behavior, your thinking?
I changed my thinking about my body movement. What I kept since I came back is that I allow myself to always come back to my breath. At the first, the idea of to set your mind to specific state of mind to act before you react or something. There's no such saying, but I mean the reaction and action, the things that we are talking about, it is, I don't know if it is appropriate to talk about things that we talked there, but this is the thing that I kept personally until this day, is my mind. When I get confused or I get stressed, my life is not really stressed, but as I work with people and my mind gets confused or about I don't understand sometimes something, is I always come back to the feeling when we were in the group, because we managed to build the connection between us when we close our eyes. It was I can cry myself right now how I miss everybody and how I miss the project and what we did. So the meditation is better, the mood is better, my friendships are better, my connections with my parents are better, my music, my humming, my voice is better to me, and how I hear myself, how I express my feelings by looking in my lover's eyes. So I could keep talking about, like, the changes are enormous. But it always, in my opinion, it always depends on how much effort do you put in revealing yourself to yourself when you are in the project. For me, it was my first, so I tried to, I'm not a young student anymore, so I tried to participate in everything there that it were, like it is the last time for me. I know that I'm not finished with Erasmus now, but I tried to do everything with all I had. So I still remember, I still feel it. So the effect on my health, mental health and physical health, I keep stretching. I still remember some yoga practice that Bianca taught me, and I do yoga since 8 years old, but not like Bianca. So the energy is passing over.
Wow, that sounds really inspirational and really feels like everybody should go and experience this kind of opportunity. And I was curious, I mean, since it was your first time, did you have any challenges, fears or doubts, you know, while you were there? You mentioned before that you were 15% skeptical when on the day one. Did you have any more like doubts, concerns, like what is happening here, what are we doing?
Yes, I can say that I had a lot of answers, not questions. I came here with a lot of information and knowledge. I was thinking like this, that I have enough, and what mentors were speaking about. First, I was feeling that the theory, it is not necessary for me. I want to practice. I want to experience what are you saying, and I didn't want to set my mind on what is going to happen. So for me, it was good lesson afterwards, because actually you have to be prepared to learn something. You have to learn how to learn. So another rule that I learned from this project was you have to remember to forget. I had to
That's very important.
Disconnect myself from my previous experiences and knowledge to gain something new. Yes.
Yeah, that's... I could actually read you, Sima, from the first time you know when we did the clapping exercise in the circle.
I do.
That you are an experienced musician. I always know when experienced musicians come to my workshops.
I pushed sometimes as well. Yeah.
What I saw, you know, is a process that I also went through, you know. I went to the music university and I already knew how music is supposed to be. And I think it's much difficult when you did the studies, you know, because you have this fixed mindset that that prevents you from experiencing music in the present moment, and that blocks the access to so much creativity, so much imagination. Like, you are stuck in these manners and there are no other manners. And I am so happy that you took so much from our project, so much. And you are open to do this, because I have a lot of experience with professional musicians. And this educational formal system makes you become very tight in your beliefs.
Strongly agree. Because I, as a musician, I sometimes create, compose, and I try to make my own songs. And I used to work for commercial musics, and I had to create the lyrics and background music. It was not very easy for me. And I came to this project, and you, Elena, taught us to write our own song in 45 minutes. And it was the best two lines that I ever wrote.
Yeah.
So for those people who create write lyrics or diary, for example. Okay, so it is really, really good experience with your lesson how to bring to your own song, because when you brainstorm and when you actually keep writing your mind out. I'm not speaking everything that you taught us, but and at the conclusion, the things you say to yourself are very open, and you can actually continue by exploring your mind and fixing the places when you cannot feel what you are thinking, and when you sing it out, it's, I mean, lifetime.
Yes, and I want to emphasize this fact, not to confuse the audience, like, okay, you gain some musical skills and you will definitely gain by coming to my workshops, but music is just a pretext, you know, because as you said, when you allowed yourself to express music as it comes, when you allow yourself to put the lyrics as they come and sing them in front of people, you embody this type of behavior towards your own person, because we also have, you know, our own personality. We know exactly how we are. This is how we are. We've learned how to be, you know. And as I do this practice with my sound and allow it to be and be expressed as it comes, it happens a transfer with my inner thoughts and emotions. I also allow myself to be more flexible in my personality. I also allow myself to be something else that I don't know already.
I needed that explanation. Sure. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a wonderful one. Mm-hmm. So speaking about the exploration and experiences, how many people were in this training course?
I think around 20.
20 people. Around 20. And they were like from which countries?
Romania, Italy, Portugal, Ukraine, Lithuania, Letonia, Estonia, and Pakistan. I think the guys from Pakistan are studying in Italy, so they came through the Italian program.
We also had Estonia.
Estonia. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty diverse experience where you actually had a chance to meet people from, let's say, half of the Europe and even outside. It's really interesting. So what should the person who is interested in going on this kind of exchange or training course, what he should be doing, like how he could find such projects or enroll in them?
I think this is the question that we have to explain ourselves, that we don't know the answer, because the person who was supposed to participate in this podcast is not available for today. And he is the guy who knows all of that information. For example, me, I got the information from Facebook. I had a file to read about the project. But through communication, I guess.
Okay. And Arana, any ideas how people could be finding maybe these kind of experiences in their environment?
Well, to be very, very honest, I don't know what happens in foreign countries, and I'm really interested in how much this—I wouldn't say music therapy because it's a bit of a difference—but I would say sound exploration. I don't know how much the sound exploration is happening in foreign countries, and I'm very interested. But here in Romania, we are a group of people, a very small group of people, I need to be honest, who are working with this type of activities. And I feel like it's just developing, you know, like people don't yet understand, they are not yet aware of the power of using sound for personal development and personal well-being. Like in my workshops, if you come to Bucharest, I invite you to my workshops, it's simple. Outside of Romania, I don't know much. In my workshops, I don't have a final point where I want to reach, but people get results from starting from going back home relaxed and happy. So this is the bottom level, because on an experiential level, each of you knows that when you start singing, you become happier afterwards. You sing the song and afterwards you're much better. That is the superficial level. But from here, there are many methods using sounds, following the vibrations in our bodies, improvising, using certain instruments like drums or Tibetan bowls. We also had a workshop about Tibetan bowls, which was really interesting. And working with certain frequencies that help you dive deeper into your being, deeper than the superficial levels. And from there, all sorts of insights happen, which I personally never control. And Sima said very nicely a few minutes ago, it depends on the level of openness of the person who comes and if they have the momentum in the moment. Like, I had incredible feedbacks. And even with this group, I just remained amazed and grateful, admiring the power of music. Like, the songs that we created together in a group, I never had such a powerful musical experience with the group until this Erasmus.
I can add that one of the main points of this kind of activity is the energy of the group. Like, creating the energy of the group, it's amazing. Like, what we can do together when we create a safe place, a comfortable environment, when we can be ourselves and express our own gifts. Actually, I think that on a level, yes, it's important, all the methods that we used, like moving and singing, making sounds and exploring, but in the end it's about connection, and it's about
Well, from my experience as well, when we go on exchanges and when we have a wonderful group who is really mingling and connecting, the experience is really a lifetime memory, and the friends and the, let's say, memories you keep is really something that you cannot fake, and you know it's really lasting. So to try to sum up our experience and our conversation, I would like to ask each of you to share with our audience your perception. Would you recommend a training course and Erasmus youth exchanges for other young people? And if yes, why? And if no, also why? So maybe one by one. Sima, would you like to start?
Well, of course, I would recommend to everybody, because first of all, it is free. I'm gonna be straight. It was the best thing for me that I can travel with no expenses. And the second is, there's no way that it was real for me when I actually went there. So it is really, really amazing that you can participate in this kind of project when you actually live in a community that understands the same thing, what we are doing. So the consciousness is expanding. So it's at least once in a life you have to try to deeper and experience life itself, actually. It's amazing. So I think it's 100% from me, and I'm going to check for more projects to come and to go. So I'm gonna keep in touch probably with the people that I met there. So they are inspiring me to do a project myself maybe someday.
Yes, do it.
Okay, Bianca, would you like to take the torch?
Yeah, I think it's a yes or yes answer. Like, definitely, I would recommend young people to follow this kind of experience and to join. I think it's a life experience. Like, you get to know a lot of people. In a very profound level, we are all connected. And I think the illusion of separation is the biggest illusion that we have. So in this kind of projects, we can see ourselves united, and we can see the connection a little bit better, and we can feel this connection. So as we feel this connection and we meet all these kind of people, we actually connect with parts of ourselves, so we know ourselves better. So I think it may sound, or it may look like a journey, like you go to a country and you do a lot of things with different people, but it's an inner journey, like going deeper and deeper and revealing layers of your own personality. So it's a must, I think, on the bucket list for teenagers and young people. Why not? I think over 30 it can be a project like Erasmus++, maybe we can do, or Erasmus Senior, something like. Elena, what do you say?
I say also yes, but I would like to ponder this enthusiasm a little bit.
No, it's mine.
I like being grounded as well. Like, for example, at the end of the project, Vlad asked me, why don't you go as a participant in an Erasmus project? And I would go on an Erasmus project if I would be interested in the subject there. So what all that you said is true. It's a very good experience. You travel, you meet different people. You understand how connected you are with each other. You learn from each other. You party with each other. It's very fun as well. But also the activities that we did were serious, and the program was quite demanding. Like, I was very impressed with how the group managed to take it until the end. And there were moments when we were exhausted, when the process was too deep and we had to take breaks. And that's why I would say yes, go on an Erasmus project if you feel that the subject is interesting to you and would enrich you.
Okay. Thank you very much, ladies, for sharing your experiences and your insights. We really appreciate for you finding time and joining Factor Show this evening. These stories are really inspirational, and I hope that it inspired more people to join on our Erasmus Plus experiences and actually experience this themselves, regardless of what obstacles, doubts they might be having. We most likely will be covering more exchanges in our next episodes, but until then, if our audience has any questions, comments, or want us to cover other topics during our show, please let us know in the comments, and of course follow Affectus group on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Thank you for joining and listening. Keep learning and growing, and until next episodes, goodbye.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
The end. Finito le commentary.